HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Radio 1 production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, this is Neerja Birla, founder and chairperson of Empower. I welcome all of you to this brand new The OK Not OK Show.
The OK Not OK Show with Mrs. Neerja Birla.
Being a mom to my three wonderful kids is one of my greatest joys in life. From the first time they said mama to their first step, I remember it all so clearly. And now they are all grown up. I just can't imagine how fast time has flown by. From inculcating the right values to learning so much from them, I've grown not only as a parent, but as an individual. And believe you me, it's always work in progress. Today we're going to talk about how to make your child responsible. We all want to raise responsible children so that when they become adults, they don't shrug off their responsibilities. I understand that the word responsibility is a little heavy and can put a lot of pressure. But let's begin by seeing responsibility as something joyful instead of a burden. Well, we all want our kids to be responsible, but responsibility is not just about completing a task. It's about an attitude, the idea of taking action, owning it, and then being proud of doing it. So let's take in some questions. Hello, who's this?
Hi, Neerja. I'm Aisha.
Yeah, hi, Aisha.
I have twin daughters, ages 7. One of my daughters is very obedient and calm, while the other one is just the opposite. While the calm one puts her milk in the sink, packs her bag, and is willing to take the responsibility for her actions, the other one just takes everything casually. What should I do so that both of my kids grow up to be responsible adults?
So, Aisha, firstly, remember that no two kids are the same, even if they're twins. So let's refrain from comparing them. I think that would really demotivate them. Secondly, start with something very small. Like let them help you with some simple household chore. Maybe you can invite them to help you, because when they are invited to participate, they will feel more valued. They will take these good feelings and then take ownership of their home, of their room. Then they want to maintain it and then they feel proud in maintaining it. Also, trying to make these tasks fun for the children so that they feel like doing them on a regular basis is a sure winner. Most importantly, remember to praise them lavishly when they are doing something right. It will definitely motivate them to do better the next time around and the next time around, and will make them feel really proud of themselves. Most importantly, Aisha, remember to keep calm because it's okay. Let's speak to our next caller and let's hear what their question is. Hello, who's this?
Hi, Neerja, I'm Kavya. My son is 14 and he always has his things lying all around. When he comes back home, he throws his dirty clothes on the bed and his room is always in a mess. Also, he doesn't take his studies seriously and never completes his homework. I'm really worried.
Hi, Kavya. Please take a deep breath in and just relax. It's really okay to not be okay sometimes. It's most understandable. So give your son clear instructions about what you really expect out of him. Tell him what you want him to do. He may be daunted by a request like tidy your room, because it's not really specific and it may involve several small steps like putting away clothes, making the bed, straightening the rug. So instead of saying tidy your room, be specific and give him simpler goals to attain. As far as studies are concerned, set boundaries. A good way to explain this is to use the when and then rule. So for example, you could say, when you finished your homework, then you can play with the Xbox. So it's really important to use the word when rather than if. That's because it suggests that you only have to finish your homework if you want to play. But when establishes that the homework has to be done at some point, no matter what. And then playtime is just an added bonus. If any of you have a suggestion, do WhatsApp it to me on 8108-943-943. Do you remember as kids when our parents trusted us with some work and we could fulfill our responsibility? Wow, it felt like we were on the top of the world. Today we are trying to figure out the best possible ways to make your kids responsible. So let's see who we have with us on the phone line.
Hi Neerja ma'am, my name is Aniket. I have a daughter who's 11. She's excellent at studies and we're very proud of her, but she has this habit of procrastinating and she's never able to fulfill her commitment. I know she's young and we should give her more time, but I feel that if we don't inculcate the right habits now, it might get too late when she grows up.
Hi Aniket, I must appreciate that you have identified this concern and you want to work towards it. Procrastination can be horribly debilitating. You know, studies have shown that procrastination and unwillingness to take up responsibilities can often be a result of low self-esteem. Of course, I'm sure the issue is not that large, because I think more often than now, procrastination is a result of laziness or overconfidence. Maybe having a chat with your daughter and sharing your concern with her may help, because chances are that she may not have even realized that she is putting it off for another day, and your conversation may just lead to a solution. Also, what may help is when you assign her a responsibility or when she makes a commitment, putting a clear deadline to it would really help. So, for example, if she needs to clean her room, you can probably say that if she can clean her room and get done by, say, 6 o'clock. So that would also give her a deadline and to work towards it. Don't forget that rewarding kids when they stick to a commitment works wonders in the long run, as long as it's not a bait or a bribe. Remember, Aniket, keep calm because it's okay. So here's our homework for the week. This week, show your child what responsibility is by taking good care of your own things and your own space. So for example, put your car keys on the hook where they belong instead of just leaving them on the table. Or maybe pick up your clothes off the bedroom floor and make sure your kids are seeing that. Explain why you're doing it so that your child learns why it's important to be responsible. Probably changing any one of your habits is like setting a good example. Believe you me, I'm working on this too. You just got to be at it. Hugs and love, Nirja Birla.
The OK Not OK Show with Mrs. Nirja Birla.
This was a Radio 1 production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.